Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMA on June 10 regarding Norma, N-O-R-M-A, Lamar, L-A-M-A-R. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Lamar as described in my report of 6/14/18. Appears she is now a 73-year-old woman who again describes being injured at work on 6/26/17. Appears she was changing a tire on a company car. Appears the lug nut was stuck, so she yanked on the tire iron hard. But as a result, she believes she injured her right shoulder. Appears she did go to Kennedy Emergency Room afterwards. Appears she later was diagnosed with a rotator cuff tear. That was repaired surgically on 10/24/17. Appears she denies having any new treatment or diagnostic testing since last seen here. Appears new paragraph. The only new documentation provided is that of a first report of injury for 6/26/17. Appeared it indicated Ms. Lamar was changing a tire and injured her arm. Period. There is also a work release note from Kennedy Health System dated 7/5/17. Period. They wrote she should be excused from work 3/7/17 with restrictions until cleared by a physician. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a flexion deformity of the right small finger DIP joint that she attributed to an old laceration. Period. There was swelling of multiple finger joints and hemorrhaging nodules consistent with osteoarthritis. Period. There was healed portal scarring about the right shoulder. Period. Active range of motion of the right shoulder was to 20 degrees of adduction, comma, 160 degrees of abduction, comma, 90 degrees flexion, comma, and external rotation to 45 degrees. Period extension and internal rotation were full. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the buttock level. Paired left shoulder abduction was to 150 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent and composite spheres. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5 minus for resisted right shoulder abduction and external rotation as well as elbow flexion. Paired right grip strength was 5 minus in a ratchet-like fashion. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Paired there was superficial tenderness, palpation about the lateral aspect of the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Period. Shoulder maneuver, she had a positive knee impingement and aptly scratch test on the right, which were negative on the left. The rest of that is normal, spine cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period extension was 40 degrees, comma, rotation right, 40 degrees and left 50 degrees, with side bending right, 15 degrees and left 20 degrees. Period, the rest of that is normal. Thoracic, she had an increased kyphotic curve, but no apparent scars. Period. She had non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the right upper interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Period, the rest of that is normal. Impressions on 6/26/17, Norma Lamar injured her right shoulder, changing a tire for work. Period, she received treatment as marked in my prior report. Period, since evaluated here, she has not had any new testing or clinical treatment. Period. She denies any new injuries to the right shoulder. Period. She does drive. Period. She reports difficulty opening jars and doorknobs and having decreased range of motion about the right fingers. Period. Overall, she feels better than when she was first injured. Period. Her clinical exam found decreased active range of motion by the right shoulder, but also some on the left. Period. He had a positive rapid scratch test and near impingement maneuvers on the right. Apparently there was evidence of swelling of multiple finger joints consistent with arthritis. Period. She had an increased kyphotic curve in the thoracic spine and decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. The rest of that section is normal. My opinions regarding permanency and causation will be inserted as marked from my prior report. End.